TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Amanda with an article by Fiona on how to tackle youth unemployment in the visually impaired community. The Royal National Institute of Blind People, RNIB, has spoken out on behalf of visually impaired young people. This follows a government report highlighting the number of 16 to 24-year-olds in the UK who are not in employment, education, or training. The newly published report began life at the end of last year. In November, former government minister, the Right Honourable Alan Milburn, was asked by Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer to look at why 1 million 16 to 24-year-olds in the UK were not in education, employment or training, a status abbreviated to NEET, N-E-E-T. Roisin Jacklin, RNIB's policy lead, said, "Young people with a vision impairment tell us that they often aren't getting the right level of specialist support at school or college. That sets them back even before they start looking for work. We know the consequences can be severe, with young people with vision impairment twice as likely not to be in education, employment, or training as their peers." In an interim report entitled Young People at Work, published this summer, the former Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, Alan Milburn, said, "A rising tide of mental ill health, anxiety, depression, and neurodiversity is a central driver of economic inactivity among young people." He added, "I start from a simple proposition. Every young person has something to give, a skill, an aptitude, a potential. No young person should be written off because of where they start in life, the family they are born into, the school they attend, the health condition they have, or the barriers they face." Mr. Milburn concluded the report saying it will involve two phases. The discovery phase, which will focus on providing a diagnosis on the increase in the number of young disabled people and those with a health condition who are NEET. The second phase, a solution phase, will explore and identify potential areas for reform. Building on the interim report, the RNIB have highlighted steps that can be taken to make sure visually impaired NEETs are fully included in government's planned changes. The day after the report was published, the RNIB's Roisin Jacklin said, "What we need is a multi-pronged approach. These are young people who want to work just like anyone else. But too often, graduate recruitment schemes or apprenticeships don't think about accessibility when designing their recruitment processes. Imagine trying to upload your CV to a website that doesn't work with assistive technology, or to persuade an employer of your skills when they hold outdated ideas about what someone with sight loss is capable of with the right technology and workplace support. And once in work, it's critical that the government's Access to Work scheme, designed to get disabled people into work, functions properly. We need action to tackle long waiting lists and wrongly applied rules, curbing support packages which can make all the difference to whether young people thrive or feel excluded as they embark on their careers. The government's Access to Work scheme is at https://www.gov.uk/access-to-work, all lowercase.
This is Jan with some ideas from the gardening expert at the MK Pulse magazine based in Milton Keynes. Here's a controversial thing. If they aren't interfering with your best garden displays, would you consider letting gastropods live free in your garden? Slugs and snails have long been treated with contempt by green-fingered types. But things are changing. The Royal Horticultural Society has had a rethink regarding slugs and snails, and they are no longer classed as pests. Instead, they will be promoted as a positive part of a garden's ecosystem. And rightly so. Those great big slugs that take our attention as they slowly slide around our outside spaces actually munch their way through dead and decaying plant material and other debris. You might want to think of them as important mini compost machines. Aside from clearing the old plants, they are predated on by other garden residents who are themselves struggling to survive. Hedgehog numbers are declining. So too are many of our garden bird species, and both are partial to slugs and snails. Frogs and toads gobble them up too. Slugs have their place in our outside spaces, and so too do snails. It is also a misconception to think that all snails and slugs attack your green stuff. But of course there are a proportion that do, and if your cabbages have been catastrophically munched or your blooms devoured, it can be devastating, especially after so much hard work has gone into growing them. A ban on slug pellets was brought in a few years ago. They often contain metaldehyde, which doesn't just stop the slug dead, it is also harmful to birds, hedgehogs and even dogs. And you should never reach for the salt pot either. It's important to remember that slugs just do what slugs do. Introducing salt causes osmosis and sucks water from their bodies until they die of dehydration. You wouldn't pour salt into an open wound or rub it into your eye because you know that it is excruciatingly painful. So please don't do it to creatures that are all the more fragile. Besides, no matter how you try, you'll never eradicate them completely. But there are humane, natural ways to help keep your plant life happy. Coffee grounds, recycled wood pellets, garlic and copper tape all annoy them and could keep your marigolds looking marvellous and your pumpkins perky. Well, you get the idea. A sacrificial bed comprising plants that snails and slugs can feast on, thus leaving your other garden growers alone, is a smart way to garden harmony. And this month's top tip is, it's a familiar sight in our herb gardens and borders, and English lavender is currently in mid-bloom with its many pretty petite and very fragrant flowers. The herb is also used to help with a number of ailments and conditions, most famously as an aid to sleep. If you are struggling with insomnia, lavender may be your new best friend. If it's growing in your garden, now is a great time to prune the flowers. Cut the stems by taking around a third of its growth, but no more. Bunch them together and hang upside down for use later on.
TNF Soundings.